Not just one physical therapist expert, but three. Joining us today on this next edition of PT Talker, we're going to be speaking about the wellness to illness model. I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us again. We're thrilled to have you, and I am thrilled, like I said, to have three physical therapists joining us, the co-owners of Core Conditioning Physical Therapy located in California, Allie Cabot, Dawn Marie Ikes, and Gabrielle Schreier. Welcome, ladies, to our show.
Thank you.
It is great. So we're just having this big group hug, and to some of our listeners who are regulars, you may recognize Allie or Dawn Marie. They are previous contributors to our show. We want to welcome them back, but they brought with them their best friend and partner, Gabrielle, and we're going to talk a little bit about the wellness-illness model. Tim Richardson, whom we spoke to several weeks ago, talked a little bit about that model that's out there. As we all deal with healthcare reform and all the changes. So, Dawn Marie, would you mind just kind of starting us out here and helping all of our listeners to get a good definition of what we mean when we're speaking about the wellness-illness model today on our podcast?
Well, from the way we look at it and our perspective here at CORE is we really try to start from the offset with our clients, with establishing a model that's moving them towards wellness, not just rehabilitating them and decreasing their pain level, restoring function, but really in the mindset of what they're going to be doing with their bodies to try to educate themselves to get their bodies back into better balance, and then not just get them over the diagnosis that they basically come to us with, but actually help them make a lifestyle change in terms of how they learn different things about their bodies, understanding how to protect their bodies and how to use their bodies more appropriately, that they can take with them far beyond their 10 to 15 physical therapy visits they're going to have. And part of that begins with beginning with the evaluation component of it and having conversations with them about what their goals are, what their activity level is like, and then trying to match that with a variety of different options that they can continue once physical therapy has, you know, stopped and they've been discharged, so that they don't feel like they've got a lot of support while they're actively in the rehab portion of their work with us, and then suddenly just kind of thrown to a home exercise program and try to do it on your own at the gym, but to get them thinking about all of the different options that they can do to maintain a higher level of function that they achieve when they're in therapy in order to prevent them from having to return to therapy because they go back into their life and then the patterns that created the imbalance initially start to creep back up and have an impact on their progress.
Okay. So, and so right now you're speaking about this would be a very traditional way that physical therapy is practiced. But Gabrielle, I understand in the three of you have put together a physical therapy clinic that includes some maybe non-traditional physical therapy specialists that work with you. Can you just fill our listeners in a little bit about that, and then we'll move on from there?
Well, as Dawn Marie was saying, a lot of the diagnoses that we end up seeing in physical therapy, probably more than 75%, are because of poor mechanical movement, so biomechanical issues. And a lot of the exercise methods that are out there right now, gyrotonic, Pilates, which is probably the most popular, we are also using Red Cord, which is from Norway, and all of these are strengthening whole body exercises that really focus on good body alignment. We have trainers, just like an athletic trainer, but they're trained in these specific methods, who are getting paid cash, just like an athletic trainer would, to work clients out. But what they do within our clinic is when our clients are discharged from physical therapy, we can have a discussion with this trainer. This is where this person is struggling. This is what they really need. This is what you need to focus on. And they are discharged. They pay cash for fitness, working with a trainer, but it's sort of under our supervision. And then that's also a nice way to bring cash business into our business, which as physical therapists, we are all looking for that option now with healthcare reform, which is why I think the wellness illness model is becoming so much more popular.
Yeah. Now, each of you tend to have some expertise and preference of, you know, I mean, obviously you're all trained in everything, but you each have kind of an expertise in the type of patients that you work with. Do you feel like your patients are more well-rounded and are able to maintain their wellness part once they're done with physical therapy because they are then referred over into the cash side of your business, so to speak?
So this is Allison speaking, by the way.
Yeah.
At CORE, we've created many different options for our patients once they've been discharged from physical therapy, and I think that that's really key, is to address all different socioeconomic backgrounds and people's ability to pay for treatment or conditioning after insurance is no longer necessary or they've reached their maximum potential with insurance coverage. So we have tons of different options for our patients. We have something called a self-directed workout where they can come in and work themselves out on an exercise program that we specifically designed for them. And that has a specific monetary rate per month, which is very inexpensive. We also have group mat classes where they can come in and do exercises on just the mat. We also have group equipment classes, which is on the Pilates equipment, which is a certain monetary amount. And then we have private sessions with trainers where people can work one-on-one with the trainer. We have specific classes that are geared to specific patient populations, such as low back pain, geriatric populations, upper extremity and neck dysfunction. So we've geared classes to specific types of patient diagnoses so that they know they're doing the specific exercises that are necessary to not only maintain the level they've achieved after discharge, but actually to progress them so that they can be pain-free and strong for the rest of their lives. So we have a whole bunch of different options for patients, and I would say the majority of our patients never leave our facility. Once they come in for physical therapy, they can see the benefits of the work, and they never want to leave because they enjoy being pain-free and they enjoy the work.
Yeah. Now, how unusual do you think your facility is in the physical therapy world as far as having this cash side to it? Do you think you're in the majority or the minority as far as other physical therapy clinics?
Well, I think that we're definitely in the minority right now, a little bit less so than we were about 7 years ago when we initially we're building our business. We had a lot of people tell us that there was no way it would work, that it wasn't possible to bring the two together and work one-on-one with patients for the amount of time we wanted to and actually stay afloat of the clinic. And some of those same individuals have actually come back to us and asked us to speak at, talks about bringing a cash pay business into your PT environment. And I think one of the benefits of that, you know, being that it is emerging, we're seeing more and more people creating these hybrid business models that have that wellness component. I mean, we're moving towards that in our philosophy as physical therapists and as a profession. We're continuing each year to see a lot of writing from the APTA about really, really developing and evolving the quote-unquote wellness model. But where I see how our model is really supporting that and making it of more interest to people is not only because it creates that cash pay portion of the business, but we see that patients have increased confidence in their ability to be more independent with exercises. So that old challenge with PT, with the codependency of the client who can't feel like they can do anything unless their PT is standing right by their side, they improve their confidence, which then increases their compliance with their home program. And it decreases the basically the fall off rate, you know, where people are better for a few months and they flare themselves up and they come back. what we see is because they're still active in our practice, even though we are not directly working on them, they'll see us in passing when they're in for their self-directed workout or their special conditions mat class, mm-hmm. and there's that increased sense of community. So they still continue to feel like they have a place to go, and they're connected with what we're doing, and that gives them that added confidence where if they flare themselves up or something goes awry, they can mention it to their trainer, or they can, you know, grab a PT for 2 minutes and say, hey, you know what, I'm not quite sure what I did, but what do you think I should do? Which we always say, go back to the doctor and get it checked.
Yeah.
But it's that sense of having a place to go and having the support of the community.
Right.
Can I jump in about something, too?
Sure.
We are, you know, at this point we're talking about the physical therapy to Pilates direction or to wellness direction. But the thing that has been so remarkable with our business, just in talking about, you know, that people said this wouldn't work, is that there has been a huge referral to our PT practice from the wellness part of the clinic. So you have to figure your word of mouth is now triple what it was before, where people will come to physical therapy and send their friend, oh, these are the best physical therapists. Now you've got people who are coming here just because they heard about us for Red Cord or Pilates, and they come and work out here, and their friend is hurt. Well, they send them to us for physical therapy, even if they've never been to us for physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And or, as we know, many people are exercising, and then they feel this in their shoulder or that somewhere. Well, all of a sudden, their trainer will say, well, maybe you should get assessed by one of our physical therapists. And there is also a larger referral source for our physical therapy practice because of the way the business is set up.
Sure. Now, just as a point of clarification on just a couple of things running through my mind. First is, do you have to have a larger facility than our typical PT clinic that our listeners might be in right now?
This is Gabrielle, and I would say yes, although Allie's shaking her head no.
Okay.
So I think it just depends how much equipment you want. I mean, I've seen plenty of physical therapy clinics that are huge with Kaiser machines and weights and all these other machines. For a clinic like that, no, you don't need anything larger than that because a lot of this exercise equipment is no larger than that and certainly could be added to that.
Okay.
But some of the smaller PT clinics that have very small gyms of, you know, just a little bit of space to do physio balls, foam roller work, and there's maybe one or two pieces of exercise equipment.
Mm-hmm.
For those, you would need a larger facility to be able to have the, you know, reformer and trapeze table and the other equipment we're talking about to be able to be generating enough private wellness income as well.
Okay. And then another just point of clarification. As physical therapists, do you ever offer your services for cash, or are you always on the insurance illness side of your business?
This is Allison, and I'll answer that. We see lots of people who are just cash pay participants in our practice. So individuals whose insurance is not covered at our facility, we will see as cash pay patients. Also, patients that have to be discharged from their insurance company for one reason or another but want to continue to see a physical therapist and it's medically warranted will come in on a cash pay basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had numerous clients that come to us paying for our services out of pocket on their own.
Okay, excellent. Okay, now we've just got just a little bit of time left, but I wanted to just see if one of you would be willing to tell us what you know so far, what you've heard about healthcare reform. If you have any thoughts on how your model might survive, either be enhanced or be in a better position with healthcare reform or in a worse position, and hopefully our listeners will then apply that to their specific practice.
Well, you know, as you know, there's a lot, this is Dawn Marie, there's still a lot of speculation out there as to what the actual result of the healthcare reform is going to be in terms of how it's going to directly impact our practice. But what we have heard that has a lot of people very concerned is that they're going to go to a standard flat rate of pay
for PT services. And the way that our type of model, I guess, I wouldn't say really is supported by that, because obviously it has an impact, a cascading impact on all of the operations in PT clinics. But the way our model is set up is it's already set up with a fee-for-service-based breakdown. So when patients are having to come in with limited visits and insurance is only paying a flat rate, they're going to be looking at what the difference is once they're finished with their insurance-based coverage. And I think what it's going to do is it's going to impact what PTs are able to charge in terms of an hourly rate, because it's not going to be able to be exorbitantly higher than what the baseline of what the flat rate for insurance is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And for many practices, that may really directly impact them, because that cash pay rate does tend to be a little bit higher than, say, a personal training rate.
Yeah. And do we know?
Add to that is, you know, this last year we were very concerned that our total income for the cash part of the business, meaning just the wellness part of the business, call it that, not health insurance,
mm-hmm.
would drop fairly dramatically with the change in people's monetary income and with the recession and all
that. Yeah,
with
the economy, sure.
Yeah, with the economy. And we made some changes. We added more classes, et cetera, but we were very surprised that it did not drop as much as we expected. It didn't even drop that much. And I think that in talking to people, a huge factor in that is people are a little more willing right now to spend money on their own wellness. That has become more popular for people,
mm-hmm.
Taking care of themselves, and that might be more of a priority than going to a movie, whereas that's shifted, I think, in the last 10 years. So I think with healthcare reform, if it came to that people were given less money through insurance, they might also be more willing to add some income to that side of their part of their life versus, you know, people before used to be like, I'm not paying for health insurance. That's supposed to be covered, but I'm willing to pay to get my hair colored or go get a manicure.
Right, right.
People are seeming more willing to put money into taking care of their bodies.
So just as, to close out, are the three of you bullish on rehab and healthcare right now in general, based on what you know right now?
What was the word you used?
Well, bullish or positive, encouraged. Do you see good times ahead, bad times ahead? What's your general outlook? And I'm assuming it's probably good, since we just went through a terrible economy, and you're saying that your numbers were not affected adversely to a great degree.
I think for the most part, and I think Allie's going to speak too, we're fairly optimistic, because one of the things that we've really observed over the, you know, great times and over the challenging times is your ability to be creative and flexible based on what the healthcare environment brings, and not be too overly extended or overly invested in only one way of practicing,
mm-hmm.
then you're able to make adjustments as you deem appropriate.
Yep, makes sense. Allison?
No, I would just like to reiterate as what Dawn just said, but also what Gabrielle said, is you can't put a monetary rate on your health. And I think people, you know, always say when you go to your deathbed, you know, what were your regrets? No one's going to say that I took care of myself.
Right.
So I think that people are getting very savvy. Our, you know, world gets more and more stressful as we get more and more technological. And I think people are stepping back and realizing that the most important thing in life is your family and your health.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the world is going to be changing, and, you know, change is always good.
Okay. All right. On that, we're going to make that the last word. And just real quick, the three of you have been business partners now for how long?
2001.
We're counting.
Oh, my goodness.
7 years. 7, 8 years.
Ladies. Okay. So we don't have big parties at every anniversary date or anything, huh? So, all right. You think it's around 7 or 8 years, so it sounds like it's going well. And I just want to thank all three of you for taking your time today from away from your busy practice. Allison Cabot, Dawn Marie Ikes, and Gabrielle Schreier, the three of you, thank you so much for joining us today on PT Talker.
Thank you.
All right, it's fun having this group discussion, and I hope everyone out there found our topic today interesting, and maybe you picked up something that you might be able to use in your own practice. This is Jeff Worrell signing off for PT Talker, the place where we like to bring you business news and ideas just for therapists, and we want to remind you that previous episodes of PT Talker are available on iTunes. Thanks for joining us.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each month for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.